the best adults they can be because they're our future. And I think that every family should have that choice.
Unfortunately, most Nevada families don't have that choice. Education policy should focus less on budgets and politics and more on expanding opportunity for students.
Every child should have an opportunity at the best education that they can get.
Learn more about how educational freedom can help Nevada students by visiting nevadapolicy.org. This has been a public service announcement from the Nevada Policy Research Institute, a 501c3 nonprofit.
Demopolis, Demopolis, Demopolis. Why am I saying it three times? Because, ladies and gentlemen, they are the 2023 Best of Las Vegas winners three times. Yes, and it's going down for the second year in a row. I'm sure you heard about it by now, but if not, let me let you in. This year, they won gold for Best Accident Lawyer, gold for Best Injury Lawyer, and gold for Best Trial Lawyer. I'm telling you right now, if you're still thinking about who you should hire as your accident injury lawyer in Las Vegas, you should know the answer by now. Hire Nevada's legal elite. Demopolis Law, baby. We win. Visit them at LegalElite.com.
Hi, I'm Richard Frederick, and I'm a refugee. The only difference is I didn't come through the southern border. I came through a little town known as Prim, Nevada. That's right, I used to live in California, and I moved to Nevada because California sucks. I'm running for state senate in District 5, and a vote for me ensures that your voice will get heard in Carson City. So join me in my efforts to fight for the people. Together, we can help make sure Nevada doesn't end up sucking too.
Paid for by committee to elect Richard Frederick.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Everything you need to know to start your day. Thank you for starting your day with us. I really do appreciate it. Governor Joe Lombardo yesterday sent a letter to the president urging that his administration curb inflation by reining in federal spending and to take action on the housing shortage in Nevada. This is what he said in his letter. Here in Nevada, we are now at a stage where the housing shortage and inflation are tearing at the very fabric of our state. That's Governor Joe Lombardo, a letter to the President of the United States, kind of jumping on the federal bandwagon, so to speak. Stay with us. More to do as we continue. The impeachment of Alejandro Mayorkas, they're going to swear in members of the U.S. Senate to be jurors in a trial that's not going to happen. It's going to get tabled, okay? We'll talk about that and a whole bunch more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
The Vegas Sports Report is brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the...
The Vegas Golden Knights still have a shot at finishing the season with 100 points. It took care of business last night, beating the Chicago Blackhawks 3-1 at T-Mobile Arena. They have one game remaining in the regular season now, and a win over Anaheim tomorrow night at the Fortress would give them 100 points for the third time in their first 7 years. Also match them up with Edmonton in the first round of the Stanley Cup playoffs that get underway this weekend. The Las Vegas Aviators opened a six-game series against the Tacoma Rainiers that they'd just as soon forget about. The Oakland A's AAA affiliate looked more like the former Oakland Raiders, losing 14-0 in Summerlin last night. They'll try to shake it off tonight when they invite the Dogs in for Bark on the Berm at Las Vegas Ballpark.
The Vegas Sports Report is brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the AM 670 Talk Radio done right.
Hi, I'm John Lee, and I'm running for Nevada's 4th Congressional District. Long before I stepped into the political arena, I had my own contracting business as a licensed master plumber. Those early days taught me problem-solving and budgeting skills, values that I've carried into public service. As the mayor of North Las Vegas, I use those skills to turn a city drowning in debt into the most financially robust city in Nevada. Now, I'm ready to bring that same expertise and conservative principles to Congress. While I serve in Congress, I will focus on these main issues: protecting religious and personal freedoms, parental rights, working for a balanced budget, stopping illegal immigration, protecting Social Security and Medicare, and making our schools places of safety and learning again. We need strong support for law enforcement, as criminals must be held accountable for the harm that they do. I'm John Lee, and I approve of this message. To learn more about my campaign, please visit johnleeforcongress.com. Paid for by John Lee for Nevada.
As much as I'd love to be, I'm the furthest thing from being a car guy. I feel like every time I take my car to the shop, be it for a routine maintenance or repair, I feel like I'm at a disadvantage. That's until I went to Meineke. See, Meineke is doing car care right. Meineke is total car care. Engines, brakes, tires, even oil changes. Meineke Car Care is your locally owned one-stop shop for total car care. Visit Meineke.com for a location near you. That's Meineke.com to schedule your appointment today. Trust your key with Meineke. Meineke, doing car care right.
Victoria Seaman, small business owner, public servant, bold leadership for Las Vegas. Victoria left Los Angeles 20 years ago to make Las Vegas home, leaving behind rising crime and a homelessness crisis. Victoria Seaman knows we can't let Las Vegas become California. That's why she fights every day to protect our way of life. In the state legislature, Victoria worked across the aisle to get results, protecting seniors and homeowners while championing small business. On the Las Vegas City Council, she tackles the tough problems others won't, leading Las Vegas into the future with a thriving economy. Now, Victoria Seaman is running for mayor to continue delivering for Las Vegas. Victoria backs the blue to keep our families safe and our streets clean. She'll create more transparency at City Hall, support tourism, and keep our taxes low. Always putting Las Vegas first. Victoria Seaman for mayor. Paid for by friends of Victoria Seaman.
Gotcha. Yo!
Sorry, man. I took an upper to stay awake. My heart started pounding, so I took a downer to take the edge off. Honestly, I feel worse now.
What? One of my friends overdosed after mixing drugs like that. I don't want that to happen to you.
Yeah, I definitely won't be doing that again.
Well, let's stay online for a bit so I know you're okay.
Yeah, man. But let's go.
There is no safe way to mix drugs. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
KMCQ on time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, you can get an oil change for only $39.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
No unexpected braking on our freeways right now. There are no accidents to block away, not on the highways anyway. You have one just off I-15, though. It's on Spring Mountain at 15, and a West Side injury accident now being reported at Charleston and Decatur. It's getting warmer by the day. We're going to see afternoon temperatures get to right around the 90-degree mark today under clear, sunny skies and light breezes. It's 60 right now. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic brought to you by Meineke Car Care Centers on AM 670 KMZQ.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Coming up about 10 o'clock Pacific time, United States Senate will be sworn in as jurors in a wink-wink, nod-nod trial, an impeachment trial of Alejandro Mayorkas. Alejandro Mayorkas lied to the American people, lied to Congress, and he has been impeached by the House of Representatives. The trial will be in the Senate. The problem is there won't be a trial because it will be tabled by Chuck Schumer. This was Mark Green. This is cut one. He's a congressman from Tennessee, the head of the Homeland Security Committee in the House of Representatives, reading at least the beginning of the articles of impeachment. Here it is.
Secretary of Homeland Security Alejandro N. Mayorkas, in violation of his oath to support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic, to bear true faith and allegiance to the same, and to well and faithfully discharge the duties of his office, has willfully and systemically refused to comply with the federal immigration laws in that. Throughout his tenure as Secretary of Homeland Security, Alejandro N. Mayorkas has repeatedly violated laws enacted by Congress regarding immigration and border security. In large part because of his unlawful conduct, millions of aliens have illegally entered the United States on an annual basis, with many unlawfully remaining in the United States. His refusal to obey the law is not only an offense against the separation of powers in the Constitution of the United States, it also threatens our national security and has had a dire impact on communities across the country. Despite clear evidence that his willful and systemic refusal to comply with the law has significantly contributed to unprecedented levels of illegal immigrants' entrance, the increased control of the southwest border by drug cartels, and the imposition of enormous costs on states and localities affected by the influx of aliens, Alejandro N. Mayorkas has continued in his refusal to comply with the law and thereby acted to the grave detriment of the interests of the United States. Alejandro N. Mayorkas engaged in this scheme or course of conduct through the following means. One, Alejandro N. Mayorkas willfully refused to comply with the detention mandate set forth in Section 235B2A of the Immigration and Nationality Act, requiring that all applicants for admission who are, quote, not clearly and beyond a doubt entitled to be admitted shall be detained for a removal proceeding, end quote. Instead of complying with this requirement, Alejandro N. Mayorkas implemented a catch-and-release scheme whereby such aliens were unlawfully released, even without effective mechanisms to ensure appearance before the immigration courts for removal proceedings or to ensure removal in the case of aliens ordered removed. Two, Alejandro N. Mayorkas willfully refused to comply with the detention mandate set forth in Section 235B1B2 of such act, requiring that an alien who is placed into expedited removal proceedings and determined to have a credible fear of persecution, quote, shall be detained for further consideration of the application for asylum, end quote. Instead of complying with this requirement, Alejandro N. Mayorkas implemented a catch-and-release scheme whereby such aliens were unlawfully released, even without effective mechanisms, to ensure appearances before the immigration courts for removal proceedings or to ensure removal in the case of aliens ordered removed.
This went on for about another 20 minutes. I'm not going to bore you with the legalese, but the fact is that at 10 o'clock this morning, Pacific time, the Senate will be sworn in as jurors, the finders of fact. But the problem is this will never get to the U.S. Senate. It will be most probably tabled by Chuck Schumer. We will not have a trial, so to speak. Why we need an impeachment trial? Ted Cruz sounded off about that. We'll get to that and a whole bunch more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
Debunking both liberal and conservative rhetoric. Dan Bongino, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
They will stop at nothing to destroy our country from within. High inflation, chaos at the border, pro-terrorist rallies on college campuses. This is not the America our founding fathers envisioned for us. Hi, I'm Lieutenant Colonel David Flippo, and I'm running for Congress to fight back against this liberal insanity. Nevadans are tired of watching our country and our state being destroyed by radical liberals and career politicians. Some politicians will go so far to win, they will switch parties when it's convenient. I've been a lifelong conservative Republican who spent 24 years fighting for this country in the United States Air Force. I spent my career defending the country I love, and I am stepping up once again to stop them from taking over our party, our state, and our country. But I need your help to win this fight. Go to electdavidflippo.com for more information. And together, we can flip Nevada red. This is David Flippo, and I approve this message. Paid for by the committee to elect David Flippo.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. Over the past 25 years, thousands of Las Vegans hired me as their injury lawyer. You know, when you hire me, I won't take more money than you at the end of your case. It's the Paul Powell promise, and I put it in writing. That means my clients get back hundreds of thousands of dollars every single year, from my pocket to yours. What other lawyer does that? You already know that answer. No one.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Fentanyl and illegals flooding the border. The DOJ weaponized against Trump. Men competing in women's sports. And Joe Biden allows it to happen. America is under assault. That's why we need Trump Ambassador Dr. Jeff Gunter. Jeff Gunter's a family man, a small businessman, and a doctor. When the stakes were high, President Trump chose Gunter to be his ambassador. As Trump's ambassador, Gunter took on China and won. Now, Gunter's running for the U.S. Senate in Nevada to stand with Trump and fight for our America First values once more. He'll secure the border and fight back against the woke Democrat agenda. That's why he's endorsed by Leo 2.0 Terrell and former Congressman Lee Zeldin, who called Gunter the only true pro-Trump America First fighter for Senate. Vote for our 110% pro-Trump choice for Senate, Dr. Jeff Gunter, for Nevada, for America, for us. Paid for by Dr. Jeff Gunter for U.S. Senate.
I'm Jeff Gunter, and I approve this message.
The LGBTQ Center of Las Vegas provides a range of health and wellness services in a safe and non-judgmental environment. You can get fast and comprehensive HIV testing, as well as screening for STIs, for little to no cost. Appointments are recommended, but walk-ins are welcome. Located in the heart of Las Vegas near downtown, the center also provides an on-site pharmacy. Get more information at thecenterlv.org. This message is sponsored by a grant through the Sands Corporation, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Don't know what's going to happen, but I do know this. At 10 o'clock this morning, the U.S. Senate will be sworn in as jurors in the impeachment trial of Alejandro Mayorkas, the Secretary of DHS. And I'll just say, the word is that Chuck Schumer will never let this go to trial, that he will put up a motion to table. Ted Cruz is one of the most, he's one of the smartest guys I know of when it comes to stuff like this. He's the senator from Texas, the former presidential candidate, and he explained yesterday at a news conference why we need an impeachment trial. Here it is.
The single greatest friend the human traffickers have ever had has been Joe Biden and Alejandro Mayorkas, because under their open border policies, the drug cartels have seen their revenues rise 2,600%. Every week, we see another horrific crime committed by criminal illegal aliens that Joe Biden and Alejandro Mayorkas continue to release. Lakin Riley, beautiful 22-year-old woman in Georgia, a nursing student, just out for a jog. Like so many other women are out for a jog today, believing they live in a country where their safety will be protected, and it should have been. But Joe Biden and Alejandro Mayorkas deliberately defied the law. They apprehended her killer when he came illegally into this country. He was in El Paso. Had Joe Biden and Alejandro Mayorkas simply followed the law, they would have put him on a plane and flown him back to Venezuela, and Lakin Riley would still be alive. But they didn't. They defied the law. They let him go. And he went to New York City, another sanctuary city, where he was apprehended again, this time for endangering the safety of a child. If New York City had simply followed the law, if they put him in jail, Lincoln Riley would still be alive. But again, New York City let him go, and this murderer came down to Georgia and beat Lincoln Riley to death with a brick. Jeremy Caceres, a 2-year-old little boy in Prince George's County, Maryland, just miles from where we are right now, murdered by an illegal alien Joe Biden and Alejandro Mayorkas released. And just a couple of weeks ago, we saw another tragic case. We've discovered that Alejandro Mayorkas and Joe Biden aren't simply allowing millions of illegal aliens in at our southern border. They're actually flying them in from their home countries. Over 320,000 last year, including one individual they flew from Haiti to Boston, Massachusetts. When he got here in Boston, Massachusetts, what did he do? Well, he was just arrested for violently raping a 15-year-old girl who's severely disabled. The consequences of this open border invasion are enormous. And interestingly enough, what you just saw is apparently terrifying. The men and women, the house managers who are here, and thank you for your service coming here, scare the living daylights out of Chuck Schumer and the Democrats. Tomorrow, we're going to see Chuck Schumer throw out 200 years of history, ignore the Constitution. Why? Because he does not want these managers to present the evidence of the people dying because of their policies. Not just that have died yesterday and the day before, but the people that will die tomorrow. You want to know how terrified the Democrats are of hearing the evidence? Everyone recognizes the single most endangered Democrat senator on the ballot this year is John Tester from Montana. I don't know how many of the reporters were in the chamber for the reading of the articles, but John Tester was standing on the floor before the managers arrived. As soon as the managers arrived, Tester turned and ran, presumably into the cloakroom.
Into the cloakroom, yeah. They don't want any of this to come out. They don't want a public hearing, a trial. And that's why it'll be interesting to see what the Republican strategy is later this morning. And again, at 10 o'clock, 1 o'clock Eastern time, the Senate will be sworn in as jurors. But they don't want this to come to trial. Chuck Schumer does not, under any circumstances. Why isn't there at least one or two or three members of the Senate willing to cross over that have connections to border states? Because they're afraid of it. They're afraid of a Senate trial of Alejandro Mayorkas. But he's got to go. He is costing lives every day. Stay with us. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us. It is Live and Local. Everything you need to know to start your day right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
Debunking both liberal and conservative rhetoric. Dan Bongino. Weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Bill O'Reilly here, and I'm warming up. Stand by for the O'Reilly Update Morning Edition. But first,
if you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles, listen up. CarShield is a low-cost monthly vehicle protection plan now available to you. This protection plan is at an all-time low price. Please call 800-925-7584 for a free quote. Drivers who activate today will also receive free roadside assistance and towing at no additional cost. That is 800-925-7584 right now. On this Wednesday, 2 days ago, President Biden met with the leader of Iraq in the White House. He, the president of the United States, had to read notes after the meeting. He couldn't, off the cuff, tell the public what was discussed. So America's leader now is incapable of speaking about events unfolding right before his eyes. It's embarrassing. So we return to the question of how any responsible citizen could vote for a man as diminished as Joe Biden. This is a national security situation, is it not? On my recent trip to Europe, I heard very little about the president. In fact, I saw nothing about Joe Biden. Over there, he is inconsequential. But here in the States, he's doing grave damage. This is obvious to any thinking person not poisoned by leftist ideology. Yes, the progressive movement loves Joe Biden. He does everything the far left wants. Soon, he may even turn on Israel, the only issue where he hasn't surrendered to the liberal extremists. The truth is, the USA is facing threats all over the place. And President Biden is a major part of that. He is not a problem solver. He is a problem maker. Do Democrats care at all? Some do. Most don't. Back after this. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.
That is the Morning O'Reilly Update. More analysis later on.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
This hour of Live and Local, brought to you by the SKC Group. Let the SKC Group show you and your small business how an increased web presence can increase your bottom line. Call the SKC Group, 702-965-2016. That number again, 965-2016. Coming up on the program, Victoria Seaman is a councilwoman from Ward 2 in the city of Las Vegas. She is running for mayor and is doing really, really well. New polling out tells us that this may end up being a two-person race, including Victoria Seaman and Shelley Berkley. Victoria Seaman will join us coming up in just a couple minutes, and we'll talk about what lies ahead. Also, later in the program, very excited. We always love to have him on because he knows so much about so much. We're talking about Paul Enos, the CEO of Nevada Trucking Association, and we'll get the very latest on that race, which is coming up. It's a crowded race, but it is quickly becoming a two-person race. We'll talk about that and a whole bunch more coming up. Also, we're going to talk more about the impeachment, the swearing in of senators as jurors. It'll be interesting to see how that all plays out. Stay with us. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. The program, Live and Local, everything you need to know to start your day. We've got it all for you. News, weather, traffic, sports. We've got it all in one nice package. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Hi, this is Josh Levitt, and I'm running for Nevada State Senate District 18 because I believe in a brighter future for each and every one of us. Together, we will move forward innovative solutions to diversify the economy, improve our schools, cut wasteful spending, and improve our healthcare infrastructure. I'm not just a candidate. I'm a lifelong Nevadan with a track record of getting things done. From being a champion for small businesses to advocating for better access to healthcare, I'm exactly the representative you need in Carson City. I bring years of experience in business as a chief information officer, an entrepreneur, and and community builder with a history of working with legislators on education and workforce development policies. Join me in this journey to build a better Nevada. Your vote on June 11th will ensure there is choice in education, our families have access to quality health care, and our community thrives. Together, let's shape a future we can all be proud of. Visit joshfornevada.com to learn more about my vision and how you can get involved. I'm Josh Levitt, and I approve this message. Paid for by Josh Levitt for Nevada.
Broadcasting live from the Dream Dental Studios on the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting.